the Soldier's Night Before Christmas. Tears alert. This is your tears alert. So
warning.
Just if you want to cry in your coffee, here it is. If you're like, I don't want to, you got to come back in about 5 minutes. That is that. Here we go. Was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. As I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents. Not even a tree. No stocking by the fire. Just boots filled with sand. On the walls hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sobering thought soon came to my mind. For this house was different. Unlike any I'd seen, this was the home of a U.S. Marine. I'd heard stories about them. I had to see more, so I walked down the hall and pushed open the door. And there he lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. He seemed so gentle, his face so serene. Not how I had pictured a U.S. Marine. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up in his poncho? A floor for his bed. His head was clean shaven, his weathered face tan. I soon understood this was more than a man, for I realized the families that I saw that night owed their lives to these men who were willing to fight. Soon around the nation, the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month and all year because of Marines like this one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Just the very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. He must have awoken. For I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. With that, he rolled over, drifted off into sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I watched him for hours, so silent and still. I noticed he shivered from the cold night's chill. So I took off my jacket, the one made of red, and covered this Marine from his toes to his head. Then I put on his t-shirt of scarlet and gold, with an eagle, globe, and anchor, emblazoned so bold, and although it barely fit me, I began to swell with pride, and for one shining moment, I was Marine Corps deep inside. I didn't want to leave him so quiet in the night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight, but half asleep he rolled over, and in a voice clean and pure, said, "Carry on, Santa, it's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. Semper Fi. And good night.